This is Summer Grandstand on your radio, ABC Sport Digital, and on the ABC Listen app.
Matthew Renshaw, welcome to Summer Grandstand, and welcome to the Australian One Day International team. What was your reaction when you found out that you're going to wear the green and gold in front of Aussie crowds for the very first time?
Yeah, I was pretty surprised, to be honest. I hadn't really thought about it. Didn't really have it on my agenda. Pretty nice feeling, but yeah, wasn't expecting it.
Now, you made a concerted effort to go down the order for the Queensland Bulls, and you've been prolific in one-day domestic cricket in recent years, and also do pretty well in the T20s, playing in that position as well. What has given you the ability to go from being a top-order batsman in Red Bull cricket to going down the order in white ball cricket and not only scoring a lot of runs, but doing it quite quickly?
Yeah, I think it's just the freedom of being able to go out there and show what I can do. I think my career from the start was always about Red Bull cricket. Was known as a bloke who just stood there and batted for a long time without scoring too quickly. And I always felt like I had the game and ability to succeed in the white ball format. It was just about the opportunities and probably shaking that preconceived idea off. I really enjoyed the tactics of it, the different way that white ball cricket works compared to red ball. And yeah, I don't know, for whatever reason, it's just worked out well.
So the interesting thing is that Mitch Owen's gone up to the top of the order and he's accessed the Australian team doing that. And you've gone down the order to do the same thing. You're excited by the changes to the Australian one-day setup. Of course, we won the last World Cup, but there's the opportunity in a couple of years' time to play in one of those. Is that something that gives you a lot of excitement, the fact that, you know, you could get given a fair crack at this?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's always nice to be selected in whatever team you're trying to. For me, I'd never really put it on a pedestal about playing one-day international cricket. For me, it was always the red ball was really enjoyable and the challenge and white ball I sort of was just enjoying. So I never really had that on my mind too much. I never felt like that was going to be my way in. But, yeah, it's a pretty good challenge and to sort of be recognised after the hard work that I've done in my white ball cricket over the last sort of 6-7 years has been really nice.
Well, what about your bowling too, Matty? Because you bowled the other day against Tasmania. I think you took none for 24, but you become a real option there as well. So do you hope that you'll get the chance to bowl for Australia as well?
You never know. It depends who you're bowling at, to be honest. I always like to think that I can do a job if I'm needed to with the ball. Obviously, there's guys come into teams that you're playing in and probably are a bit better with the ball, so they get the opportunities more. But yeah, I feel like if I come on and do a job, whether that's to try and buy a wicket or keep it tight, I feel like I've got the ability to do that.
Well, one of the players who's not in the one-day side at the moment is Marnus Labuschagne, and together you two absolutely tore apart Tasmania in the Sheffield Shield. Do you feel like you're competing with Marnus? He's out at the moment, you're in. Do you feel like you're in competition with your Queensland skipper?
No, not really. I think whenever we do play together, it's really enjoyable. We both have different strengths and we complement each other really well. I look at the way that Marn batted, scored a beautiful 100, and for me, my role that day was just to come in and try and take the pressure off him a little bit and be a bit more aggressive. So I know that we work really well together. We both scored hundreds the other day in the Shield game as well, and batting together has been really enjoyable. And yeah, I wouldn't say that we're sort of competing against each other. We're both just trying to win games for the team we're playing for at the moment.
Well, taking away from the white ball team for a moment, with your form, there's no reason why you couldn't be a contender for an opening spot for the Ashes. Has that gone through your mind as well?
The time it goes through my mind is when journalists keep asking me about it. But
we're good at doing that.
Yeah, it's the Great Australian Bat Off at the moment, isn't it?
It is.
No. I obviously, like, there's the aspirations to try and play Test cricket again. It's been sort of a weird career for me in the Test arena, but I feel like I've got the ability to do it if selected. But I know that Australian cricket's so strong, and especially those openers, the guys that are trying to be in that team. It's so competitive. Everyone's doing such a good job, and for me, that's the way that I see as Australian cricket strong, is if that there's so many people that if they were selected to do the job would succeed.
All right. So my next question was going to be, when Jake Weatherill was dropped by Usman Khawaja in that Shield game, did you think yourself, oh, you're giving him another opportunity to take a spot that I'm keen on? But you don't necessarily care about any of that. It's all just about what you're doing and what's in front of you.
Yeah, I think in the past I probably would have done that. For me, it was more, how can we get this bloke out so Queensland can win the Shield game?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think in the past when I've cared too much about people succeeding or failing, it's put a real damper on my cricket and my mental health. So to be honest, I don't have any of, like, I don't check the scores. I couldn't tell you what anyone scored in that first round of Shield games because I haven't looked. Because I know that it doesn't help me. Like, I look and see someone gets 100, and apart from obviously I saw what Jake Weatherall got because I played against him. But no, I don't really take too much interest in what other people are doing. Like, obviously, as I said, if they're succeeding, that's great for Australian cricket because it means that we're going to go well to win that Ashes, and that's what every Australian cricketer wants, is us to win the Ashes.
Aussie ODI debutante for next week, India taking on Australia at Perth Stadium on October 19. Now, have you had any conversations with Andrew McDonald or George Bailey about what your role may be, whether you're a depth player, whether you are going to play? Do you have any idea yet?
Not really, no. I've had a couple of conversations about roles, and it's like, if I do get the opportunity, it's probably in the middle order, sort of like where I bat in the one-day comp for Queensland. So I know that that's probably where my strengths lie in the one-day role. I've tried opening a couple of times and feel like I just get too ahead of myself and try and slog from ball one. So I've worked out this one-day role for me, and, yeah, I think it's just doing what I do in the one-day arena for Queensland as much as I can.
Talking about blokes that slog from ball one, Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma are coming to Australia for the final time. Shubman Gill's going to be the Indian ODI skipper. Do you pinch yourself the fact that you're going to get a chance to play against Virat Kohli? I know you've played against him before. You made the last test tour of India, but the fact that they're going to be sellout crowds all around the country in Sydney and of course, in Perth, you're looking forward to that?
Yeah, I think I've always watched Virat in one-day cricket, doing his job in the middle order, and it's someone sort of you look up to, the way he's gone about his one-day game. And I think for me, as still a pretty young guy in one-day cricket, it's going to be pretty cool to see those sell-out crowds. Obviously, we see it in the Big Bash, especially when we go to Perth Stadium. In the Big Bash, hopefully this time they're going to be supporting me rather than hoping that I get out and cheering when I get out.
Looking at the one-day game and the format at the moment, Australia lost their last series against South Africa. Those games were played up in the top end. Do you feel like it gets lost in the wash of cricket? I mean, we've been talking today about whether or not Melbourne and the Sydney Test match should be shifted for the BBL off the back of your good mate Usman Khawaja's comments. Of course, the BBL window, whether it should move. We don't really talk a lot about one-day international cricket. Do you feel like it's still got the same luster that it used to have?
Yeah, well, I think you just said that they're all sellout crowds, so I feel like that answers the question for itself. I know the top end series was probably a bit different with being up the top end, but I think they were all sold out in Darwin, Cairns, and Mackay. So I still feel like there's an appetite by the crowd still to come and watch. Obviously, India are coming, so it's a big series in itself. But yeah, I think there's still appetite to play, to watch. So I think that's great for Australian cricket.
And Matty, you mentioned before, you know, when your little baby was born, what's it like being a sports person and having to sacrifice and cope with the demands of being a parent, as well as, you know, at the same time, athletes have to be selfish. Have you found you've had to have trade-offs since becoming a dad?
Yes and no. I think my wife's been incredible with working out when I need the extra little bit of rest during games. She's been amazing. So that's been really helpful. Obviously, the change to two kids is a is a lot tougher.
Isn't it what? People don't tell you that, do they, Matthew? How going from one child to two is just absolutely remarkable in terms of how busy you are.
Oh, you just get no downtime. That's what I've found. It's always like that. But, yeah, enjoying, I think it gives you another side of life that you can go and enjoy what you're doing. If you get out, like the other day I got out and I was pretty disappointed, and I look over and my little girl's there smiling, screaming, Daddy, asking me to come play with her. So it gives you another sort of thing to think about, and it gives you a way to decompress without thinking about cricket, because there's times where cricket can overrule you if you've got nothing else to lean back on. But for me, I know that my family is always there to support, and my little girl doesn't know if I've just got out. She just knows I'm at cricket.
You mentioned the mental health battle before. How much of a strength is having your family to be able to talk those things out? And do you feel like you've had to lean on them more as you've become high profile and then had opportunities where you've been in and out of the side? Particularly, I mentioned, you know, you played in that test series in India last time around, and people were questioning the reverse sweeps and all that sort of thing. Can you give me an idea of what the mental side of it is in terms of where you go for strength?
Yeah, I think that the understanding your own mental health is so important, not just as a cricketer, but as a human. I think I had my first tour, I was 20 years old playing test cricket, and I didn't really know who I was myself. So it's always about leaning on different people. You sort of try and do things when you're younger to try and impress people, and you look back at it now and you just put your hand over your face going, what was I doing? So for me, I know that I have close people who know me as a human first, and obviously cricket is important for a lot of things. So being able to have the best mental health possible so that I can go out and perform while I'm playing cricket.
Matthew Renshaw, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on Summer Grandstand. Just before you go, I need to ask you about that subject that we've had talkback callers on, texts on. You made one of the best hundreds I've ever seen against Pakistan at the SCG. Surely you wouldn't want to see the New Year's test moved, would you?
No, I think I like Boxing Day and New Year's being where they are. That you sort of look at the calendar every year and you know that's going to be the one, whether that means BBL might need a shift to get the test guys available more. But yeah, it's a tough balancing act, because obviously school holidays are there. They're not really moving anywhere. So it's well out of my pay grade, that sort of stuff, whether people get moved or Big Bash gets moved. But yeah, it's always nice looking at what test grounds are available and playing at them.
Well, regardless of what happens with the future of Test cricket, you're going to be wearing the green and gold for Australia as part of this series against India coming up from Sunday, October 19 in Perth. Best of luck in the preparations for that, Matthew, and well done on making your first Australian ODI side.
Thank you very much. Cheers.